records. Phonograph. Gold records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
I am a DJ. I am what I play.
Time to play B-sides.
Go and dance in there by the record machine.
Jukebox music.
Jukebox. Jukebox.
Jukebox.
Jukebox.
Played by the DJ.
Here goes the last DJ.
Crackle, crackle.
Pop, pop.
Make that Monterey pop, Jimmy, for the hour, the 50th anniversary of the great festival. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is the Vinyl Experience.
If you're going to San Francisco,
what better commercial for an upcoming event than a hit song that was on every radio everywhere? And that would be Scott McKenzie's San Francisco, penned by John Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas, all behind the Monterey Pop Festival, which would exceed all expectations. And that is the real story of the event. The music speaks for itself. So let's listen.
You know, I can sit up here all night and say thank you, thank you, thank you, you know, but this thing... I would especially just grab you, man, and just, one of them things, man, you know, one of them scenes. But Dick, I just can't do that. So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna sacrifice something right here that I really love, okay? Overall, thank you very much, Bob Dylan's grandmother. Anyway, I'm gonna sacrifice something that I really love, man. Don't think I'm silly doing this, you know, because I don't think I'm losing my mind. Last night, man, ooh, God. Wait a minute. Honestly, wait. No, anyway, man. But today I think it's everything all right, you know. So I'm not losing my mind. This is for everybody here, man. This is the only way I can do it, you know. So we're going to do the English and American combined anthem together, okay? Don't get mad. No. Don't get mad. I want everybody to join in too, all right? And don't get mad. This is it, man. There's nothing I can do more, man. Look at those beautiful people out there. a song to me one time. You move me. Look out. Time again. Oh, shucks, I love you.
Jimi Hendrix knew exactly what he was doing. His intent was to upstage The Who. He knew all about them. Don't forget the Jimi Hendrix Experience was more or less an English band. And Jimi knew all about The Who's instrument-smashing antics. So he took it one step further with a little help from a butane lighter. As for The Who, this, for the record, was the record that was a hit exactly at the moment of Monterey.
We'll be right back. couldn't stop Jack or the waltzes happening. And they couldn't prevent Jack from feeling happy.
Just have some kind of
trip music of the highest order, Jefferson Airplane, The Grateful Dead, the sounds of Monterey Pop exactly 50 years ago on the Vinyl Experience. The great thing about White Rabbit, apart from its allusions to Alice in Wonderland, Through the Looking Glass, is that musically it is by definition a bolero, which is a dance, and it owes a lot to Ravel's famous bolero. And the influence of classical music or classical culture in this postmodern setting of pop music that went to outrageous places that were unthinkable 10 years earlier. This is 1967. 1957, Elvis Presley is singing Jailhouse Rock, and that's revolutionary. And that's the whole point. Well, let's dial back and go to the classics. And not just long hair, Beethoven, Brahms type music. We're talking about classical music from another culture. An artist who was invited to appear because of the high profile that he enjoyed through association with the Beatles. They didn't make it to Monterey Pop, but Ravi Shankar did. And as Eric Burdon sings, his music brought tears. Thank you.
jambo lambo ke o mangile le panze babo chia o e de le mame hia na na ma re ma jambo lambo ke o mangile le panze babo he e chia
experience with the music of Monterey Pop, Hugh Masekela. According to Eric Burden, his music was black as night. Bajabula Bonke, Healing Song. And before that, Ravi Shankar, who made Eric Burden cry, and a piece called Spring Festival of Colors. And that's what it was sonically, and to an extent culturally, at Monterey Pop. It was a multicultural event. There wasn't a great African-American representation, apart from obviously Jimi Hendrix and Otis Redding and Booker T and the MGs, but Motown acts didn't appear. There wasn't a great representation of the Atlantic and Stax soul scene. But there was one nod by Hugh Masekela, who is South African, toward a song that was a breakthrough in cultural and racial understanding in America in 1967, when things were still kind of tight. This song was new, and it was everywhere on the radio, and it was part of Hugh Masekela's set. She wasn't an artist who appeared at Monterey Pop, but let's step away from the festival grounds, turn on the transistor, and hear, out of the radio waves, Janis Ian, who was very much in the air at that moment.
Now I could Slow it down this time and sing a soulful number. This song is a song that, you know, we all ought to sing sometime. You know? This is the love crowd, right? We all love each other, don't we? Am I right? Let me hear you say yeah. I've been loving you too long to stop now. You become a habit to me. I've been loving you, oh, too long, and I don't want to stop now. Oh. Can you do that one more time now? Just like that. Oh. Do it just one more time. One more. You, my life has been so wonderful. I can't stop now. As our fair grows old, ooh, I'm loving you
stop now. No, no, no. I've been loving you just a little bit too long, and I don't want to stop now. No, no, no. And don't make me stop now. Lord have mercy. No, baby, I'm down on my knees. Please don't make me stop now, yeah. I love you, I love you, I love you with all my heart, and I can't stop now. God Almighty, I love you. I love you, baby. I love you, honey. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty, I love you.
Otis Redding and a show-stopping performance from Monterey Pop on The Vinyl Experience. Simon and Garfunkel were there. Mostly older songs. They didn't offer a lot of new music in the year of 1967. They really only released a couple of singles. Here's one of them.
Someone told me it's all happening at the zoo. I do believe it. I do believe it's true. Journey from the east side to the park, just a fine and fancy ramble to the zoo. But you can take a cross-town bus if it's raining or it's cold, and the animals will love it if you do. It's true.
You.
couple of New York acts. That's an understatement. That's the coffee house scene of Greenwich Village transported to the open spaces of California and the new international spotlight, the platform afforded by the Monterey Pop Festival. Simon and Garfunkel already were luminaries. Laura Nyro still had a ways to go. A couple of years later, that song, Wedding Bell Blues, would become a huge hit for the Fifth Dimension. They would run to the bank with more than one Laura Nyro song. Unfortunately, that would kind of be her fate. It seems like everybody's more famous than Laura Nyro for doing at least one Laura Nyro song. As for California royalty, they are well represented by the Byrds.
He was a friend of mine. He was a friend of mine. His killing had no purpose, no reason.
hard to find.
A new standard for American pop, Buffalo Springfield and the Byrds, at Monterey Pop and on the vinyl experience from the original LP records. A rock and roll woman wraps it up for us with the one performance that you've got to save for last, Big Brother and the Holding Company, and a chick, self-described, named Janis Joplin. Yeah.
till the day I die.
And that's the vinyl experience. And that's the rock and roll experience. That's one of the ultimate stage moments in the film. when Mama Cass is mouthing, "Wow," I think that says it all. And the ride had just begun. That's part of the magic of looking back from 50 years later at Monterey Pop. I hope that you'll look back on a past Vinyl Experience show or two in the archives at prn.fm or rtds.ca. There's a whole Vinyl Experience station 24/7 on iHeartRadio. There's a Vinyl Experience Facebook page. I'd love it for you to like it. And follow me on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.